I whirled away from Drover's nonsense and saw... I whirled back to Drover. He can't do that. Yeah, but he just did. It's forbidden. Sally Mae would... I whirled back to the coyotes. Hey, you! Get out of the yard! Right this very minute! How dare you enter a civilized zone without permission? Snort chuckled and raised a big paw fist.
Got plenty permission. Rip and snort madder and maddest over stupid ha-ha game.
Oh, that? Well, hey, if that's the problem, I think I can explain everything. No kidding.
Brothers not give a hoot for no kidding.
He jerked his head at Rip, and Rip jumped into the... yard.
What hunk say now?
I say... Snort, I still say you can't do this. I turned to Drover. They can't do this. Back to Snort. Snort, let me point out that you are trespassing in a civilized zone. And, well, coyotes never enter such places. It's forbidden. It isn't done. It violates all our treaties and traditions, and I'm sure you'll agree. They took a step towards us. Their respective mouths were covered with wild, toothy grins. I took a step backwards.
Snort, I'm warning you. Unless you leave this yard immediately, and I mean at once, we'll be forced to take drastic action. We'll bark. We'll wake up the house. We'll call in the entire amassed forces of the security division. Would you believe that the Rottweiler guard is waiting in their barracks?
Snort widened his grin.
Uh-uh.
Okay, would you believe that we have a secret weapon that's even deadlier than the ha-ha game?
Uh-uh.
Okay, in that case... I turned to face Drover. Only that turned out to be an impossible task. See, he was cowering behind my back. And when I turned to face him, he turned too, staying behind me. Will you stand still?
Help!
How can I give you the plan if I can't see you?
Help!
Drover, this situation has gotten out of hand. We've lost the yard, and we have no choice but to run for our lives. Prepare to initiate the Sell the Farm program. Can you hear me?
Help!
On the count of three, we'll cut loose with a withering barrage of backing and start barking out of here. And remember, even though we're retreating, we don't want them to know it.
Help!
One, two... He was gone like a little white rocket, streaking around the south side of the house. I gave the cannibals one last burst of bark fire, then followed my cowardly assistant in, well, blind retreat. Might as well go ahead and admit it. We had lost all discipline, all pretense that we were the elite forces of the... Hey, this was unbelievable. Coyotes had never come up into the yard before. Okay, maybe once or twice before. But it was the kind of thing that rarely ever happened. And we had no contingency plans for it. What could we do but run for our lives and hope that someone inside the house would come to our rescue?